Hi, it's Grace. What's up?
Hello, Grace.
Yes.
I'm stuck in a massive traffic jam here. Big accident about half a mile up, but there's a lot of women around here.
Oh, yeah?
I want to know if there's a chapter in the Hobble the Gaga handbook to cover this.
The traffic jam back up. Yeah, well, we should actually let me. I know. I was thumbing through the Hobble the Gaga handbook the other day, and I saw something in here. Yeah, here we go. Here we go. Chapter 88. Damn that traffic jam slam. If you're a serious hobbling man and you have a commute that once every couple of weeks you get stuck in traffic so bad it's stopped, sell whatever car you're driving and buy a van. I'm talking a serious hobbling man always drives a van. That way he could take a target of opportunity. Yep, trade in your car. These vans are cheap nowadays because everybody's worried about gas and all that other stuff. So you can pick up a nice van with curtains, VCR, TV, cooler, spring for the option of the refrigerator that'll run off the battery. Hey, you can get one of those for 15, 16 grand. And you're driving the van. So when traffic backs up, people are getting out of their cars. See them hot-looking women leaning up against their car, smoking Camels, frustrated. That's when you get out and walk over to the best-looking one and say, how do you like that? This is the second time this week I've been stuck in traffic. Man, oh, man, it just never stops. Thank God I got a refrigerator with some cold beer in there and a VCR TV. Hi, I'm Phil Sokolowski. All right. You really have a refrigerator with cold beer? Yeah, as a matter of fact, I do. That van is cool as a cucumber. Come on in there. Looks like this traffic ain't going anywhere. Step inside. You slide the door open. She sees him nice velour captain's chair. Give her a cold beer, a bag of honey roasted nuts. Have some cold cuts in there. She ain't going nowhere. You sit there. You make small talk and you see the ambulances racing back and forth in the emergency lane. The drone of the helicopter airlifting the battered. So when I got out of college, I thought, hey, work in the big city. Well, this is the big city, huh? I should say work on the road. That's what I do. I feel like Con Ed, you know, I'm sitting here in this van here drinking another beer. You want a shot with that? What the hell? Not like we're really drinking and driving. Who's driving? You see anybody driving here? I'm not driving. I'm parked is what I am. Plus, my house is not far from here anyway. Figured I'd live near the expressway that way. Easy on, easy off, right? The best laid plans of mice and men. Yeah, have another shot. Well, before you know it, you're reaching for the VCR. You got some spicy tapes. Jacuzzi floozies or butt masters or something. You put that on. You're drinking a cold beer. You're watching the undulating on the screen. It's only a matter of time before you're reaching up and zipping them van curtains shut and... Who's your daddy? Who's your daddy? To get up, you grab a paper towel. Oh, the velour seats, you know. You wouldn't mind. You suddenly see drivers getting back in their cars. You're like, oh, my God. Looks like the traffic jam's cleared up. And here I wanted to just lie here and feed you grapes. I tell you what, here, let me scribble down my the car phone number in the van here. Now, of course, you write down 555. 3982. To follow me back to my place. Would you like to do that? We'll do dinner. I mean, and I do have a bed in a real apartment. We don't have to make love in our automobiles like teenagers, although it was great, wasn't it? Okay, you just follow me, and if you get lost, call the car phone number.
There's more coming up on The Greaseman Show.